Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo!
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. It's Caulfield Guineas weekend. We get excited about this. Julian Vallance, how are you, mate?
I am absolutely fizzed because it's five G1s, one up in Sydney, obviously, yep, four at Caulfield. But they always say Derby Day is the best day, but geez, I reckon Caulfield Guineas is now giving it a shake because it's a ripper.
I'm with you, Julesy. I grew up going to Caulfield. Absolutely love it, and it doesn't get much better out there. Great day. If you can get to Caulfield, make sure you do. Someone else that loves being on course, no matter where it is, Simon Marshall. How are you, mate?
Oh, absolutely outstanding. It's a time to shine for all participants in racing. To win those Group 1s, get your name up in lights and set yourself up for 12 months winning that big prize money. But for punters, there's value, 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 left, right and centre, because the form lines are coming in from all corners of the world now and descending at Caulfield for the next few weeks. And then, of course, the Cox Plate and four fabulous days of Flemington.
And, Estee, to make a point there, the form lines are coming from everywhere, and that's why you two gentlemen are going to guide all of the sports bet punters through spring. So looking forward to that. Julian Vallance, we'll start with you where we always do, mate. The track report.
Yeah, rail true, good for perfect conditions. I think a little bit of rain sort of Wednesday, Thursday just takes the edge off, so means probably not much irrigation. We love that. I think it's going to race really well, as Caulfield does, but it's always an advantage to be on speed in those first 1 to 7 at Caulfield. It's always an advantage. Not much wind around either. So I think it's going to play really straight and really fairly. But I always think you've got to be an advantageous just on speed. Those horses that get back, there's a lot of variables in racing. But once you're back, you're out of control sometimes. You need some luck. So on speed, where you want to be, Caulfield Saturday.
Very good. All right, let's have a look at the first of our Group 1s. We're going to go in race book order. So we go with race 6, the 1,000 Guineas. Used to be on the Wednesday, boys. Now moved, of course, to the Saturday the last few years, and it's just amplified the day. Our favourite here is the first of a number of Godolphin runners, Flit at $2.30, Liar at $5.50. Had some good memories of this track, Liar has. Missile Mantra, $9. Acting, hasn't this horse looked good? Acting, 3 on the trot, 1 well in the prelude there at $10. Tenley, $12. Emerald, $13. Southbank, $17. Barbara's Fox at $21. I'm Eloquent at $20. $6 over the page, a fair to remember at $26, and St. Edward's Crown at $41. Julesy.
Map, very important here. Look, not a lot of speed. Acting will go forward. I Am Eloquent will go forward as well. Flit from that inside gate. I think Huey has to be positive. Obviously, there was a lot of talk about the run last start in the Guineas Prelude where he drew wide with her and he just sort of went back, rode for luck along the inside. Well, I think they'll take luck somewhat out of the equation, and I expect it to be somewhat in the 1-1. Where do you go with this race? Well, a lot of them are coming out of that Guineas Prelude, which was won by Acting on speed. I'm just slightly worried about that race. I know a lot of them have come out of it. There's a lot of narrative around Flit being unlucky. But if Flit had won the race by half a length, I still don't know if we'd be getting $2.30. I've marked her $2.70. I've marked her clear-cut favourite. There's no doubting that, but I just think she's going to drift on the day. I think you'll get better than the 2.30 on offer. So if you like her, maybe play a little bit later in closer to the race. I'm worried about that race. They went out slowly. They couldn't break 12 seconds of the last 200. That worries me about that race. So what do I do? I know a lot of horses are coming out of that race. Well, I go for a different form line. I don't like the I Am Eloquent form line. So I found the form line from Sydney, and I'm going with a horse called Emeralds. Got beaten by some pretty good ones last start. It was Funstar. It was $31, but was 51 into 31. Got beaten. The track was a little bit rain affected that day. They went slowly, but best last 400, last 200 of the day, that race, outside of Piorata, who he knows is a superstar. And before that, got beaten by Yao Dash, who ran really well in the Golden Rose off a fast time, and again, was really good late 400, 200. I just reckon it's a different form line. John Sargent, really nice trainer. He's done it before with a horse called Lover Lover, who won the Wakeful when it comes around this way. So there's no worries there with the trainer. I reckon Emeralds at the price is a ripping bet, and I think Flit will drift on the day.
Well, Jules, interesting you say that with Flit. Flit actually opened at 220, into 210, now out to 230. So if that continues, we'd think that there will be a drift. SD, are you in a similar camp where you think the favourite can get beat, or...?
No, she's the one I want to ride, yep. Flit, because it's a target race for her to run this mile. I think she's going to be peaking on the day. The reason that they rode quiet last start, because she drew 15, they didn't want to give her a gut buster, went right back, zoomed up inside them. She didn't have room approaching the furlong. If she gets out at the furlong, she blows them away because she's got an amazing turn of foot. So she's coming in, flying under the radar a little bit. She's a short price because everyone's thinking potential, potential, potential. She should absolutely won that race on her ear. So she finally draws a gate, which is terrific. I concur with Julesy. Acting's hard fit. We'll roll forward. There's more pressure on her. She's drawn a little out and she'll have to use, because I'm Eloquent, who likes to roll forward, will make her use getting up the hill the first time at the 14. South Bank, drawn inside those two, will be honest as well, try and box seat. Barbie's Fox was close last start, drawing the paint. It'll hold. So they'll be the first four. The interesting runner will be St. Edward's Crown, drawn out. Doesn't want to get caught like a shag on a rocky. He wants to come across and be in the first half a dozen, I would imagine, because they're going to look that look to back that tempo off. This will be the nature of the beast. They'll go quick early up the hill, and then they'll look to back the tempo off. Liar and Flit get the best runs, two pairs back. One out, one back, these two horses. They've got a great turn of foot. They're the classy runners in the race. They're going to get that sit back off that wall type of run and get out at the right time. That's why I want to ride Flit, because she's had that taste at Caulfield now and she should have won last start. And she's got a lot of upside. I'm not worried about the price. So I'll be following South Bank, I Am Eloquent, into the race. Now, the key runners here are Emerald, who gets back, but it's a first look at Caulfield and she's going to have to wall up with the likes of Missile Mantra, who'll have her back on his right shoulder, riding Missile Mantra. Those two have got the best turn of foot late, but can they be close enough from the 650 to the 350 to build up and sprint with the likes of Flit and also Liar that are going to get those beautiful runs just off that high pressure early? So I'm going with Flit. I think she's got more upside, and I reckon once she uses that turn of foot, she'll be hard to catch.
Tell you what, boys, I'm glad this is race six, not race seven. I would not want this in the quaddie. This looks pretty open. As open as you'd see a race where there's a $2.30 favourite, Julesy, I reckon. But it's just my take, whatever it's worth, which is not much. Let's have a look at race seven now, the Caulfield Stakes. Avilius is your favourite, and deservedly so. $2.35, Holmesman $4, Danceteria at $8.50, Gallo Chop $11, Dream Castle $13, Black Heart Bart, surely not backing up there, or not banging up, but to win second in a row there at $17, Gadding $18, and Cape of Good Hope and Humidor at $27. Harlem and Suzuka Devious over the page there at 35 and 67. Julesy.
Yes, so Matt, pretty important here. Gallo Chop and Holmesman have drawn gates one and two, so I think they'll control the tempo. Gallo Chop, I think Holmesman can sit outside it. I expect Gadding to roll forward as well. There's your speed, and I think that's where they'll settle and that's where it'll play out. Avilius can probably find a spot on the back of maybe three pairs back, something like that. He was back to his best, obviously, on that slightly softish track. Going back to a bit of a hard track by race seven. This track's going to firm right up. Might even get back into the good three by that stage. Maybe there's a knock on that. I'm not saying there is, but we will see on Saturday about Avilius where he really is at. I'm going with Gallo Chop. I thought he was really, really good in his run last start. He was 31 into $26. He did get beaten by Blackheart Bart, but I just reckon he's ready to rock and roll. He's got some big figures when he ran those big figures probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I reckon he might be just about nearly back to that. And I reckon from Ollie Gate 1, if this horse goes forward, gets a pretty genuine tempo on a firm deck the way Caulfield are expected to play, I reckon he's going to be really hard to beat. Just quickly mention the international horses. They're everywhere now. Japanese horse, probably not good enough. Dreamcastle and Danceteria. Time form both 118. They're right in this race if they've travelled over well. Cape of Good Hope, time form only 112. I think he'll struggle.
SD, do you agree?
It's an intriguing gallop. It will be controlled by on-speed runners for sure. Gallo Trop fit in now as Julesy is the horse that you're going with. I think Holmesman gets the best run. Ben Mallon was caught in two minds. I didn't think he'd be caught in two minds at Caulfield last start drawing out. I thought he should have rolled forward and it cost him the race. He had to go back, give ground, and he gave Black Art Bart too easy a run, one out, one back. I don't think that'll happen. I think Ben will be positive on Homesman. I think he'll sit outside the lead, and I think he'll be the horse to catch in this. But the one that's got the turn of foot and the one that I can trust and the horse that's been to Caulfield before and shown that great turn of foot is Avilius, coming off a red-hot win last start. He excels at the mile and a quarter, and when he's fit, you can trust him. We've been wanting to see that this time in, and his acceleration last start was good. He's a Group 2 winner this track and trip, and the Dreamforce and also a Happy Clapper form against this lot is the best form to follow. So I'm trusting the favourite to sit midfield. I'm not going to get caught up in these international horses around Caulfield over 2,000 metres. Don't know where they're going to sit in terms of the speed chart, but what I can trust from gate 7 is Avilius getting the best run midfield, two pairs back, and using that turn of foot when there's genuine speed, rolling into that bend from the 650. Homesman won't let up here. He'll get rolling and make this a real test over the 2,000 metres, but I think Avilius can claim him late. I just don't want to see him run in on that left rein, though. And lay in all over Homesman. That might cost him.
There you go. And I would say that looks pretty easy now. You've got one favourite, one roughie, or one at a slightly bigger odds in both races. Play however you like, but it sounds like the boys are giving you a couple you can definitely play with there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a look at two more Group 1s at Caulfield, and then we're going to go up to Sydney for their one as well. Well, that's two down, three to go in terms of Group 1s. We're going to have a look now at the Caulfield Guineas. Race 8 on the card, gentlemen. Dallasan is our favourite at $3.50. Drawn quite wide. Alligator Blood at $5. Coming off that Prelude win. Kubrick at $9. Rockabascarina and Super Seth at $13. Groundswell at $14. Subadar at $17. Soul Patch, $19. Express Pass, $21. Julesy, a few more on the next page, but we'll go to you now for the map and how it's all going to unfold.
Yeah, I think there'll be some good speed here, Wally. Rockabascarina and the Holy One, their MO is to roll forward. Conqueror goes forward, Standard Attention's drawn a good gate, so you'd think he'd roll forward. This is going to be a really tactical affair because I think Ryan Maloney, drawn gate 13, Alligator Blood. I reckon there's a spot 1-1 for him if he wants to be somewhat brave, and if he rolls forward, he can probably get it. Now, that's a positive for him if he gets the 1-1, but it's also another positive because I think if he gets the 1-1, I cannot see Dallasan Huey Bowman getting in from gate 18 at all, and I think would be posted three wide, which again might not be a huge disadvantage, but it's not a sensational A1 that the camp would want for Dallasan. It's going to be a really competitive race. I don't think there's a lot between Alligator Blood and maybe Dallasan. I'm going with Dallasan. I like the SP profile. Look, was very short in the market last start when it did get beaten. Well documented there. Huey Bowman goes on. Blinkers go on first time. Big positive with the blinkers, I think, on first time. Again, look, I don't think 18 is a great situation here, Wally, but I'm with Dallasan. I think if it gets half even luck in the race, I reckon it's the best colt in the race and it'll win the race. I just reckon it'll be really strong to the line.
There you go. First three horses in the market here, all drawn 13 or further out. SD, are you playing in that space or you got something else for us?
Caulfield Guinea, I can't believe you jumped off the jumper. You picked the Alligator last week and now you're on Dallasan. But I can pick up what you're putting down there, Julesy. This is an intriguing race to me because we've seen in the past Caulfield Guinea's race has been run at breakneck speed. Remember the Autumn Sun? We didn't think he was going to jump, bang, lead, roll along and open them up and break their hearts. We saw the Mighty Boss come from last, hug the fence. It can throw up the spanner of works here, and Dallasan has drawn out with Alligator Blood. These two will be positive and work up the hill for the first time, but they want to try and get across to follow Groundswell, drawn mid to outside. Your Deal will be ridden forward from the mid gate. The Holy One from the inside and Rockabascarina, they will use their inside barriers and burn up that hill the first time, and they will be rocking here. But there's a number of horses that can ask the question of Alligator Blood, Dallasan, and Soul Patch. They have all drawn out. So there's breakneck speed going up the top of the hill. Sometimes it can bring these horses undone. Will they back it off or will it be just breakneck run? That speed, I'm thinking Super Zeth from the inside barrier at the $13 here, folks. He drew out. They rode him quiet last start. He was back second last and there was a fall. Your Deal lost the rider, Jamie Carr. He got caught up in that. but he settled. I like the way he settled and he worked home really good. Don't worry about that run. Forgive him for that, but I love the way he worked home. He's by Savabeel. He's looking for the mile. He wasn't far off Della Sun down the straight where he got lost, and I think he's going to be either in front or getting a better run than Della Sun and the likes of Alligator Blood and Soul Patch. The one that could blow him out is Kubrick. He's going to just be ridden cold, come back, follow Soul Patch, Alligator Blood and Della Sun, and he could just tear down the outside and fill in the multiples. But Super Zeth, at a price to get the best run, he's the one I want to be on.
Yeah, and very quickly, he's clearly the speed map horse of the race by far.
There you go. Now let's have a look at race 9 on the card. It's the Lamaro's Hotel Toorak Handicap. Shout out to Dimmer and the crew there at Lamaro's. Fantastic place for a feed. I'll be down soon for a free one, boys. Princess Jenny, $8. Age of Chivalry, $8.50. Knight's Watch, $9. Waging War, $9.50. Muhammad Ayas, Fierce Impact, both at 11s. Widgie Turf, $14. Amphitrite, $16. Chef Ironside, $18. Julesy, this is open.
It's very open. There's no doubting that. Big field, and there's going to be some good speed. Age of Chivalry, Streets of Avalon, Waging War, Sikandarabad, Dyslexic, maybe Iconoclasm. I know the blinkers have come up, but Drawn Wide, I think it has to go forward. It's just going to be a really good speed race, and I don't think there's going to be much between them at all coming close. It's just going to come down to who gets the luck at the right time. I went with Maha Amadeus. I like its profile here. It drops heavily in weight. Carried 59 kilos last start. Got beaten by Admiral's Joker. Admiral's Joker is a serious horse. And I liked the time they ran. It was slow speed, but they jetted home really good last 400, last 200. I just reckon it might be get the right favours at the right time, Mahamadeus. I think it's a tough race. I'm also going to have, I will not lie here, I'm going to have something on Sikandarabad as well. 2,000 back to 1,600 metres I like with the blinkers going on. Tough race, but I'm with those two, but in particular, Mahamadeus.
And it's that sort of race, Julesy, because the $8 the field at this stage, and you can't see it coming in too much, you're probably going to have a couple here. SD, who do you like?
I don't see a Land of Plenty or a Toss and Stardom in the race this year who will stand out milers and really good horses. So I've gone towards a mare who's absolutely in outstanding form. Remember Princess Jenny's win at Moonee Valley in Fast Time, where she was able to sit a little closer, drawing well, and pinged off the bend. That was in Fast Time. She beat a real handy horse from New Zealand there too. I just can't remember her name right now. But Knight's Watch is the danger, I think. I think he's had a beautiful prep heading into this race. There wasn't much between him, Avilius, and Sikandarabad, 1.5 lengths, weight for age at this track. He's got the form to Age of Chivalry. I think he's had a better preparation than Sikandarabad. I thought Team Lindsay Park thought he'd be a weight for age horse and in better races, not a handicap mile. So he's had one of those unusual preparations. I think Knight's Watch is the danger. But Princess Jenny, to get the best run in the race, Ollie can come across with the need for speed. There's going to be a stack of speed in this race. If he can be positive with 54.5 kilos and fit two pairs back, one off the fence or three deep with a little bit of cover, she has the turn of foot off the bend to look the winner at some stage, and she's just got to hold him out. I think the biggest danger in the race is Windspiel, has that Melody Bell form. She was close up at Group 1 level, the Kiwi, last start, and gets a similar run midfield. So Princess Jenny on top from me from Windspiel, and Night Watch to play for the multiples, if you like.
There you go. All right, before we go to another break, we're going to take a quick look at the Spring Champion. This is the Group 1 up at Randwick. Shadow Heroes $1.70, Castle Vecchio's $4.80, Quick Thinker $6, Just Thinking $7.50. Gets out to $41 after that, Julesy, so I'll stop there. Does it just win?
Yeah, I think so. He was three quarter, close to a second inside standard time last time. I marked him bang on $1.70, 100% price, so I'm happy to play in that space. I think he'll be winning Shadow Hero.
Yeah, I tipped him to win last start, and it's my horse to follow in Sydney. He shortened up to be the favourite for our Victorian Derby, and there's no reason why he can't win on his merry way there, because he absolutely bolted in by three, and this is going to be a nice clean-up before he comes to Melbourne.
Nice. Question for the punters, Julesy. I like him for the Derby. He's short enough now. Does he become shorter if he goes out and wins, or do I just wait for the day?
So he's $3 for us with us in the Derby. If he wins this race by two lengths or more, we're going to end up having him $2.20 or something like that. I'd still be waiting till probably Derby Day. You might get a better price.
Exactly.
Because there's going to be some other horses that will win to try and create a bit more percentage in that race. But at the moment, he's the standout by far.
Great. All right, we'll take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go around the country. Welcome back, and it's time to go around the country. All right, gentlemen. Julesy's very excited, SD. He's very excited because he's got one in Perth. The next Winx, apparently, Julesy.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's what he said off camera anyway. No, Julesy, who you got?
Its name is Race 8, number 13, Celebrity Dream. Only had one run. It was a slowly ran race, but 23.3, 11.5 home. Best 400 last 200 of the day by far. It's eerily similar to Arcadia Queen.
This
is the next big thing for her. This is the next big thing. This is the next. I'm telling you, you don't ever want to go to school knowing the dog before it gets there. But I'm telling you, I reckon this thing's an absolute ripper. Celebrity
All
train.
Right, mate. Well, let's get on to Adelaide and come back down to earth. Who you got at Morphettville, Jules?
Race 6, number 16, IM. Fourth, got beaten by Sister. Again, they ran home pretty good. I reckon it's well placed here, IM.
All right, there you go, SD.
Yeah, Karen Maher and Dave Eustace whipping up magazine off this horse's first up win. Race 5, number 8, 1,400 metres to 1,800 metres is a really good guide. Spread to run the trip. Magazine, race 5, number 8 in Adelaide.
Nice price too there, SD.
Hey.
Julesy, Sunshine State.
Yes, 9-7 Tambo's mate. Really good time last start, and its SP profile is just sensational. So we love that. Obviously, the market loves it, thinks it's a very horse that can expect to win. I expect it to be winning on Saturday.
SD, you're playing at Eagle Farm 2, race 5.
Yeah, 55-5-5, Ballistic Boy. He was terrific first up, running second. He sat back, he hugged the fence, screamed home nicely. 1,200 to 1,400, Doomben to Eagle Farm's going to suit him a lot better. He just peaked on his run there. I'd expect him to be hard to beat at Eagle Farm.
All right, Ramwick, Julesy, what's the best?
Race 8, number 3, The Inevitable. He is just no other thing to say other than he's just a genuinely good horse. 1,000 and 1,200 metres races have been fast run races. He gets to 1,300 metres now, yes. And any soft track, yes. The Inevitable.
Very good. All right, we'll have a look now, SD, race 2.
Yes, I like this horse. Master of Wine is a race 2, number 12. He's two runs in. He's just been pipped on the post on both occasions. Go and have a look at his last replay. Junipal went past him and chopped him off a little bit, and then he picked up and got going again. Now, there's a nearside blinker going on to make sure this horse is genuine and races straight. He steps up to the 2,000 metres, the 53.5 kilos. Timmy Clark, sit and steer, baby.
Very good. That's a nice little push there. Okay, your best at Flemington for the day, Julesy.
Race 3, number...
Caulfield, sorry.
Yeah, well played. Race 3, number 2, Loving Gabby. She's come back really well. Good effort at Moonee Valley. I think she's just so well placed here. I expect her to win again.
Bit of Ron Burgundy about that, SD, just reading off the page. Yeah. For you, mate, you're in the get out.
Exactly right. Race 10, number 2. He hasn't met a field like this before trekking. He is ready to win off his run at Moonee Valley last start. He's brilliant second up. I think he's got the measure on this lot here, and he'll win the Scalacci and hopefully go to the Everest.
There you go. Best of luck to Godolphin and trekking. Let's have a look at panel beaters. All right, Paulie Ryan wants to take us on in the Guineas, and he's going with Stanley Kubrick. So going Kubrick now, you're on Super Seth, you're on Dalasan. Julesy's pulled rank here. We're going Dalasan because Julesy says he's clearly going to be better than SD in this particular race. I know, it's out of my hands. Julesy, the three wide, no cover multi.
Loving Gabby the place, Flit the place, Avilius the place. 6-4 in the old, it equals $2.50. Get involved. It's a bit of a spoil punter.
Come on, man.
Gentlemen, have a great weekend. To everyone out there watching, have a fantastic weekend. Please gamble responsibly and check out Insider Trading on Saturday morning. Have a good one.
Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this?
No cover!
Yes! She's back!